Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. Thank you very much, Pastor. Bonjour, ami. I've enjoyed the service today. But you can see I brought my Walkman. I've been listening to football. No, this is a recording device, a Walkman, and I will record the service. And I have a radio program back in the States, and I'm going to put this service on the radio. So let me get set here. Merci beaucoup. Yeah, merci. So if you have your Bibles today, please turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians.
God bless you.
Okay, thank you. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And you'll forgive me, it's very hot for me today. If you were here on Monday at the prayer meeting, I also preached then. And very briefly during my sermon, I touched on what we're going to talk about today. Now, I have been an evangelist, I guess, since 1990. And God has given me many sermons to preach. And one thing that he has shown me again and again and again is the study of types. And in English we call it typology, the study of types. So what I'd like to do today is give you an introduction to types. You say, what is a type? Well, we're going to talk about that. So let's read. I want to go ahead and read verse 1 through 6, and then you read, and I'm going to read the rest, and you read, okay? Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all of our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea. And they were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did eat the same spiritual meat, did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were for our examples, that for the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Read, please.
Okay. In Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 à 6, il dit comme ça: Frères, je ne veux pas vous ignorer que nos pères ont été la nuée, qu'ils ont pu passer au travers de la mer, qu'ils ont tous été baptisés en Moïse de la nuée et dans la mer. Qu'ils ont tous mangé le même aliment spirituel et qu'ils ont tous bu le même breuvage spirituel, car ils vivèrent à un rocher spirituel qui les suivaient, et ce rocher était Christ. Mais la plupart d'entre eux ne furent point agréables à Dieu, puisqu'ils périrent dans le désert. Or, ces choses sont arrivées pour nous servir d'exemple, afin que nous n'ayons pas de mauvais désirs comme ils ont été eus. Parole du Seigneur.
Now in my Bible, in verse 6, it says, "Now all these things were for our examples." What is the word here for example?
It's the same.
Okay. My Bible is in English. This is King James Bible. Some of you are reading Bibla, some of you are reading French... Louis Segond. We all have the Bible in our language. The Chinese have a Chinese Bible. And you understand how this works. But the Bible, the New Testament was originally written in Greek, and we know this. This word examples in Greek is from the word type. And that's what we're going to study today, types. Now, please don't stand up when I read, but we're going to read a number of passages. But starting at verse 7, it says, "Neither be idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 20,000 and 3,000. Neither let us also tempt Christ," notice that, "Christ, as some of them also were tempted and destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things will happen to them for our examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon the ends of the world are come." Read, please.
Verset 7 à 11, qui dit comme ça, "Ne devenez point d'idolâtres, comme quelqu'un d'eux, selon qu'il est écrit, le peuple s'assit pour manger et pour boire, puis qu'il se levèrent pour se divertir. Ne vous livrons point de publicité, comme quelqu'un d'eux, il se verra de sorte et quelqu'un tombé, 23,000 pour un seul jour. N'étendons point le Seigneur comme le tentateur, quelqu'un d'eux se périt par le serpent. Mais murmure point comme murmurèrent quelqu'un d'eux qui périt par l'exterminateur." Verset 11. "Les choses leur sont arrivées pour le servir d'exemple, et elles ont été écrites pour notre instruction, à nous et à notre somme parvenue de la fin des siècles."
My Bible in verse 9 says that we should not tempt Christ.
La Bible dit qu'on s'en verset 9 là, nous pas devons tenter Jésus de Nazareth.
I'm looking here in Louis Segond, it says, "Le Seigneur." What is that word in you have Creole?
It's the same.
Okay, Seigneur? Okay. So maybe there's some little difference, but it is talking about Jesus Christ. But we're reading about Moses. But Paul is speaking about Christ. You see, a type is a special symbol. We know what a symbol is. It's one thing that stands for another. One thing that represents another. If you have a car and you go driving, and the government has put some kind of sign on the side of the road, it says stop or don't turn right or something, it doesn't have any words, it just has a symbol. A picture. It's a picture. In your mind, you can translate the picture into your language. That is a symbol. But a type is a special kind of symbol. There's something wrong with that mic. Okay. But it's a special kind of symbol. It's a symbol that has a prophecy in it. Specifically, it shows you something in the Old Testament that foreshadows something in the New Testament. If you look up in English, we have Webster's Dictionary. If you look up the word type, you find that definition. Something in the Old Testament that foreshadows something in the New. And Paul in this chapter is mentioning something out of the book of Exodus. And Numbers. Maybe some other book. And he says these are for our examples. It shows us how to live for Christ. And helps us to stay out of sin. But as I said, a type is a prophecy of Christ. And I'd like to start in the book of Genesis and take a few minutes and look at the types. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. This tells about how the earth was formed. I believe it's important to know where we came from. And this whole chapter tells how God created the land and the seas and the fish and the animals and then finally man. I believe the Old Testament. Some very intelligent, stupid people in America will tell you that this is a lie. David said, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." I believe the Bible. But this gives the story of the creation of the world. And I would encourage you today, as you listen to my sermon, to get one thing. If you want to be a good Christian, if you want to read the New Testament and understand, it's important to read and understand the Old Testament. We just read from 1 Corinthians. Paul wrote that book. He wrote Romans and Galatians and Ephesians, etc. Peter wrote a couple of books. Jude wrote some stuff. John wrote some things. They all quoted from the Old Testament. They all said, "It is written." When Paul was writing the book of Corinthians, he didn't say, "It's written in the book of Romans." He said, "It's written in the Old Testament." Remember the Bereans? They heard Paul preach. They said, "Paul, we like that. But let me see that book you're reading." They wanted to go to the Old Testament too. So it's important to read and understand the Old Testament. It will give you a foundation for your Christian walk. In Sunday school, we tell the stories of the Old Testament. They're not just nice stories. These stories tell you about Christ. But in this first book of Genesis, in the first chapter, it shows you God's creation. And I can preach the gospel from this one chapter. Maybe I will preach that next time. But I'd like to take this one thing from this chapter. You see, in the morning you get up and say, "Oh, it's a new day." And at night you say, "Well, the day's over." Then you start looking till tomorrow. But in the Jewish culture, you know, the Jews were the people of the Old Testament. They were Israel. Their day starts at sundown. You know, the official time starts at midnight. But you're already sleeping. When you get up in the morning, you say, "Okay, day has begun." But the Jews, their day starts at sundown. We say that's backwards. But it says here, when God created all the things, the heaven and the earth, he said in verse 5, "And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day." You see, God starts counting the days at sundown. And this is a symbol. You see, "I was a sinner, you were all sinners." Maybe you used to go and go in the bar and then drink and whatever. Or maybe you were raised from a little child always in church, in Sunday school. It doesn't matter. We all start out sinners. And then we hear the gospel. And then we begin to change and live for God. You see, we walked in darkness. And then we see the light of the gospel. And we have a new life. You see, we start in darkness. And then we move to the light. And he said, "In the evening and the morning were the first day." And your first day, your life started in darkness and then you came to light. You see, this verse right here is a type of the life of Christ. And we can be changed from darkness to light. So let's flip over two chapters. Let's go to chapter 3. We know what happens in chapter 3 of Genesis. Adam and Eve were in the garden. And Satan came and tempted them. And they believed Satan and they fell into sin. You see, if God says, do this or don't do that, we should obey Him. But they disobeyed. And this is called the fall in English. But God has a promise right here in this chapter. In verse 14 it says, and the Lord God said to the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle of every beast of the field, and on thy belly thou shalt go, thou shalt eat dust all the days of thy life. Read that verse, please.
Tu marcheras sur ton ventre et tu mangeras de la poussière tous les jours de la vie.
Bible teachers believe that the serpent was a very intelligent animal.
Tout le monde dit la parole, yo dit comme ça, yo dit quoi, serpent, c'est un serpent qui est plus spécial dans ça.
But Satan used him to tempt God, to tempt Adam and Eve. And as punishment for that, God took this animal and put him on the ground. And we have snakes all over the world today. Verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This is the first sin that mankind committed. And they fell into sin. And they were kicked out of the garden. But God had a promise. It talks about the seed or the offspring of the woman. And that offspring would bruise the head of the serpent. But he's really talking to Satan at this point. He said that the offspring of the woman would destroy Satan. We know that Jesus Christ, we can read in Matthew and in also the book of Luke, that Jesus was born to be the King of the Jews. We can chase his lineage all the way back to Adam. We know that Jesus is the son of David. We have his lineage. But the seed of the woman, Adam's offspring, defeated Satan. But it also says here that the serpent would bruise Christ's heel. If you go walking down in the country and the snake bites your foot, that's bad. But Christ's heel was bruised. We know that he hung and died for our sins. So you see, the Old Testament is very useful. You can look at chapter 4. You can read about Cain and Abel. God said, I want you to bring a sacrifice to me. If you want to come to God, you today must bring a sacrifice. And the sacrifice that God accepts is His own Son. If you can put your trust in Christ, the one who died, you can be forgiven of your sins. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. Or just go to the main page and follow the links on the left, and you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.